Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm coming, Lord, all by myself. Then he said, you can look for me, but don't count the road until I get there. Glory be to God. You have to have a sure enough set and made up mind to let God know for sure I'm coming. Glory be to God. You can look for me, Lord, because I'll be there. I'll be there. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that song. Glory be to God. You know, we got to be set. We have to have a made-up mind. Glory be to God that we're going to be with him one day. We have to have a made-up mind while we're on this earth. Glory be to God, living the way he have us to live, doing the things that he have us to do, and being encouraged.
Amen.
Being willing to stand and fight the battle that Satan fight against you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in order to be able to tell God something like that, oh my God, you got to be ready. You got to be of a made up mind, and your focus got to be on Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for, I like that. I thank God for that. First, I give honor to God, to your son Jesus Christ, to each and everyone on this show. Brother D, Brother Dog, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, to all the listeners, name by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God once again. We've made it to the 4th of January, 2023. Glory be to God. You know, we need to be shouting, praising God. With all that went on in the year of 22, we should be praising God because he's merciful. He said in his word, my mercy endures forever. And I just thank God for that. Before we get started on today, Brother Tim, would you give us the opening prayer?
All righty.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, humble, and we come before you as your children, Lord. We ask that you would continue to bless us and keep us and strengthen us. Father God, we ask that you would hear our prayers, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would anoint, consecrate the spirit of your leader here, Lord, that she would be anointed, and that whatever word come forth, that it would be your word, and that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to smile down upon us, and Father God, this show would accomplish what it's designed for, Lord. Help us bless and strengthen and guide those who are bereaved and may be depressed and frustrated, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to just bless and keep us, and we thank you, and allow your people's mind and their hearts and their soul be able to receive your word, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Sister Marion.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank Brother Tim for such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful prayer. Glory be to God. I thank God because he's so merciful. He's everything that we need. We're going to talk a little bit from Joshua. I'll be skipping from chapter to chapter, from verse to verse. But I will be reading a little bit first. But you know what? As I was looking at this, it took the end of the day when I went back to look again for me to get a septic on this. And when I thought about all, oh, my God, how gracious, how good God is, this is what came to me. When God is for you, who can stand against you? And I repeat that. When God is for you, who can stand against you? Glory be to God. So we're going to read a little bit, and I'm going to talk a little bit, but we're going to go into this with an open mind, because when I was reading this, you know, the more you read, the more you meditate, the more you think on God, the more you open your heart to God while you're reading, he began to show you things that you read this several times, and then a God would just open up other stuff to you. And I just thank God for that. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to begin with chapter 1. We're going to start reading in chapter 1, but then I will go on and we'll be speaking on other parts of Joshua. Now, we know that Joshua was one of the two men that Moses sent out. Moses sent several men, but Joshua and Caleb were the two that believed God, trusted God, even though they saw giants in the land. They saw so many armies that were stronger and bigger than they were. Everybody else came back with a report that there are armies out there. We can't go up against them. We can't fight them. They will overtake us. But no, Joshua and Caleb came back and said, we can defeat them. Glory be to God. How can you defeat an army that's so great if you don't have faith in God? See, the others didn't have faith, but Joshua did. But now let me tell you this. Joshua was one of Moses' ministers. And wherever Moses went, even when he went up to the mount to talk to God, Joshua would stay down a little ways, but he was always there. He was a follower of Moses. He believed what Moses said. He believed that God was leading Moses. He was looking at it. He believed it, he trusted, and he followed. That's the thing. Everybody want to be a leader, but nobody want to be a follower. But see, Joshua was a faithful follower. See, that's a different than just a regular everyday follower. He was a faithful follower. And he listened. He was obedient to Moses. He was obedient to the Lord. And see, that's our key to success in God, is being obedient. So now I'm going to start at verse 3. This is after Moses had died. And see, back then, God talked to man. So after Moses had died, God went to Joshua. And let me go back to verse 2, I'm sorry. God went to Joshua and talked to Joshua. He said, and what I loved about this when I read it, I just hollered. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead.
My
glory
servant.
Be to God. You know what? Yes, that's the blessing right there. He didn't just say Moses is dead. He said, Moses, my servant. And God called him his servant. Moses was an obedient man and did everything that God said do. He walked upright. He followed the laws of God. He walked upright. He did everything, praises be to God, that he was supposed to do that God was pleased with. Glory, hallelujah. So God went to Joshua. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, look at this now. See, God had promised this land to the children of Israel, Moses and the children of Israel. Moses was leading them. When they came out of Egypt, after they left Pharaoh, glory be to God, after they left Pharaoh and they came out of Egypt, and as time got hard, the children of Israel began to murmur and complain, was not satisfied, could not see that God was leading them, could not look back on the time when Moses came to Egypt, glory be to God, and look at the many wonders that God showed for Moses to be allowed to bring the children out of the land of Egypt. Glory be to God. Because they were in slavery, and God wanted Moses to get his people and bring them out of Egypt. And Moses did just what God said do. And see, the children of Israel is like us today. Glory be to God. They're like us today. God can bless you. You can have had the worst car accident and got up and walked away from it with no scratch, no nothing. And after a while, when times get hard, you began to murmur and blame God, not looking at all the things that God has done for you, how God has protected you, how God has loved you, how God has walked with you. Glory be to God. We are so easy to forget when times get hard. So we have to be careful about that. But then God said to Moses, to Joshua, let me tell you this. I have to stop right here before I go into this verse and just tell you this. When God chooses you as his servant to do his will, glory be to God. There's a blessing in it even if you don't see it right then. But God said to Joshua in verse 3, he said, every place, he didn't say some of them, but he said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread on, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Glory be to God. The places Joshua had not even made it there yet, but God said it's already his. Glory be to God. He said, every place the sole of your foot tread, he said, I will give it to you.
Give it, baby.
This is the God, the whole glory be to God. This is the God that we serve today. We don't seem to understand or realize if we want God to give us and to acknowledge us and to protect us and do for us as he did for Joshua. You know what the key is?
Mm-hmm.
It's obedience. It's obedience. Doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Not complaining. Not murmuring. Complaining someone else got a better ministry than I got. Be grateful to have a ministry, period. Because you're giving God's word, even if it's to one or two people. Glory be to God. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing all by itself. Then he said, I'm going to skip down to verse 5, but I'm going to go back to verse 4. Now, this is what God is saying to Joshua. This is all he's telling them, that he's going to give him everywhere his foot treads. Everywhere his foot treads. He said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the rivers, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. In other words, Joshua, there is no limit to what I'm going to do for you. All you got to do is lead my people. Be like Moses, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to do for you just like I did for Moses. Glory be to God. All he got to do, and as I read on, I'm going to show you how God was with Joshua, what Joshua had to do. But Joshua was already a righteous and an upright man who believed God. See, that's another key. You got to believe everything God say to you. Glory, hallelujah. You got to believe. If you don't have that faith, then God can't work with you. See, Joshua had that faith. But see, God came to encourage Joshua, to show Joshua what all he would do for him. Then he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Look what God doing to Joshua. Glory be to God. Look at what he doing. When God is for you, who can stand against you? He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, not just for a little while, but he said all the days of your life. He said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Glory be to God. See, this is how much God loved me. But he can't love us that much because we won't let him. Hallelujah. We won't give in and give over, give ourselves over to God, accept and do his will. We try to take God's will and make it the way we want it to be. But see, we got to do the things that God wants us to do. Glory be to God. Then he said, be strong. And of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide and inherit the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give thee. Now see, he said, I swear to thy fathers, because when he came out of Egypt with the children of Israel, because of the murmuring, because of the complaining, because of the lack of faith, because they constantly turned against God's servant Moses, God did not allow them to come out of the wilderness. Our Bible tells us that. He said, walk in the wilderness for 30 years. Glory be to God. Original ones, hallelujah, that came out of Egypt with Moses. They all died. So Joshua Joshua had a new set of children. He had their children. That's why, glory be to God, he had to go back, hallelujah, and circumcise them, because all the older ones was dead because of their mummery, because of their complaining, because they complained against the men of God. And God said they would not live to see the land that he promised them, that would flow with milk and honey. Glory to God.
Milk and honey. Come on now. Come on now.
Because he gave the land to their children. Glory be to God. See, when God said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. I won't fail you. See, when we living the way God wants us to live, hallelujah, Brother D, he won't fail us. Glory, hallelujah. When we stop murmuring and complaining,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it. Stop complaining.
And trying to be like somebody else rather than be what
stop
God
complaining.
Has you to be.
Yes, you
glory
be
to God. Then you will begin to see the glory of God working in your life. Glory
yes.
be to God. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according. Look now, this is what the important thing. I get these next couple of verses.
Uh-huh.
I want you to hear. Because God knows Joshua was his servant. But he wanted Joshua to understand. He also wanted us to see what it takes, hallelujah, to do, to be where Joshua is, or to get blessings from God, or to be considered a servant of God. Look what he said about Moses. My servant Moses, glory be to God. He didn't just say Moses. He acknowledged my servant Moses, because Moses turned away from the family that he grew up with, hallelujah, to help his people. Glory, hallelujah. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, not some of it, but all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Then this is what I like. This is what I like. He said,
turn not
from it to the right hand,
right,
or to the left, that thou mayest
prosper
whithersoever thou goest. In other words, I'm trying to be off to the right, off to the left, but you got to walk that straight and narrow so that you may prosper whithersoever you may go. Glory be to God. Then he said, this book of the law
shall not depart
out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate. See, we are meditating in the word.
Come
see, when you meditate in the word,
it get all
in your spirit. It get all in your soul. It get all in your mind. That's when you begin to eat the word, to feast on the word, glory be to God. He said that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all. And notice he's saying all. He's not saying some or anything, because you got to go all the way.
Nine and a half
won't do. Don't say 99 and a half won't do. It got to be 100. Glory be to God. Then he said, deserve to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way. Listen now, when you doing the will of God without fault, with not that turning, but walking on that straight road, he said, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then he said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. He says, be not afraid. See, when God tells us something, we already scared and we get afraid to do it. But don't you know scary it might look for you.
Do it.
God
do
got
it.
You. God got you. And as you walk, hallelujah, he sends his angels to protect you. He walks with you. Glory be to God. You don't have to be afraid because he is your protector. So he said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua said over later in Joshua, he sent two men out to spy the land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The land of Jericho. He sent two spies out to spy the land. Because, see, God already told Joshua. That's what I like about God. And see, he don't work with us that way because we don't. Our faith is not strong enough. We don't have that faith to believe. I don't care what's going to happen. God said, do it. I'm going to do it. You got to have that faith. God said, he's going to protect me. He's going to protect me. So he already told Joshua that he had given Jericho into his hand. This is even before he even got it. But see, God had already, he said, whithersoever your foot tread, he said, I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you.
All you got to do, walk by faith, walk down the straight way. Don't go to the left or to the right, but continue to go straight and believe and walk in the law of God. Believe everything that God has told you. So he sent the men out to two men out to spy out Jericho. Glory be to God. But the men went to Rahab, a harlot's house. You know, when I read that, I laughed again. I said, you know, Lord, you can use anybody you want.
Yes, he can. Yes,
he sent
can.
Them to Rahab, a harlot's house. Glory be to God. And the king saw them going to Rahab's house. And he said, somebody want to know where these men are. Turn them in to me. But Rahab, and when I read this today, see, God show you stuff when you keep reading and want to get that word. So Rahab, glory be to God, hid these men. How not only did she hide them, but she helped them to escape. And the reason she did that, look at Rahab. She had faith in God herself because she had heard how strong the children of Israel were. She had heard all the things that God had did for the children of Israel. She had heard that no army could stand against the children of Israel because they walked with God. God protected them. He was their people. So she had heard this. Hallelujah. And in order for her to be saved, her faith told her to trust these men because they came from the children of Israel. To trust these men. Glory be to God. She said to these men, 2 and 9, she said, and to these men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Look at Jesus. God told Joshua she got the land, but look what Rahab said. Look at the face of harlot here. She said, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Lord, I can't see this. Okay. Your terror, look at this now. Your terror is falling upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She's letting them know everybody in Jericho is afraid of you. Now, mind you, earlier when they got there, our Bible tells us that Jericho was straightly locked away. In other words, they had walls up. They had gates that couldn't nobody get in unless they let them in. And all the time the gate was open was during the day. with God sitting watch on that gate. But Rahab said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water off the Red Sea for you. See, now, people hear what God did. Some of them took heed to it, but then some of it paid it no mind. She said, when you come out of Egypt, and what did ye unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed? See, the things that she heard, she took it to heart. Glory, and she believed. See, a lot of times when we hear how God has worked with someone, we don't take it to heart. We don't believe. The first thing we say, well, you lie. Because you got so many people now that hurts my heart to even read it, to hear it, that do not believe in God. And I'm like this. Where do you think you came from? And where do you think you go? But Rahab, she had faith.
Mm-hmm.
She said, for we heard
mm-hmm.
how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you
mm-hmm.
when you came out of Egypt and what you did to the two kings, how you destroyed them. Glory be to God. Then she said, as soon as we heard it, our heart began to faint. We began to get scared because we know that God had his hands on the children of Israel. Glory be to God. She said, and I'm going to read it, but I put it in my words. But she said, as soon as we have heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man. You see how God can break you down? Break you down so that you don't even have the strength to believe. You have no courage. You give up. Okay, then she said, because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now see, that's the thing. When God do things and it's so terrible, but he leads you. He keeps you. Why don't you acknowledge who he is? See, Rahab the harlot was acknowledging God. She said, for he is the God in heaven and the God in the earth.
Yes,
glory be to God. See, that's what God wants us to do, is acknowledge him. Without God, we are nothing. We can't do anything. We can't think for ourselves. We are nothing without God. But then she said, now I pray you, swear unto me. Look at the faith in this woman. She says, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father, my father's house, and give me a true token. Glory be to God. And the men agreed with her. They would save her when they destroyed Jericho. They agreed with her. Sometimes we got to shut our mouths, Brother D. Sometimes
Amen.
We call
Amen.
Ourselves to miss our blessing. So Amen. They told her, we will keep this
mm-hmm.
promise, but you
mm-hmm.
can't tell anyone. The
Nobody.
Second you tell
Nobody.
Anyone, the promise is broke. That's why we have to keep our mouth about some things. Some things God tell us. Some things God show us. He that we should keep it to ourselves.
Yes.
Because when we
yes.
make it known to other people, they get jealous, they get upset, and they began to put you down. When I saw that, I thought about David. I'm sorry. I thought about Joseph, how he had the dream that his brothers, his fathers would bow down to him. And because of that, when he told that dream, he made all his brothers jealous, and they looked for a way to kill him, to destroy him. Now, mind you, in all that Joseph was going through, he had to go through this to get where God wanted him to be so that he could save his people from father. See, when we go through things, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, Brother Doc, when we go through things, sometimes God got a plan for us. He got something for us to do. But as soon as things get hard, what do? We turn and we go back. Glory, hallelujah. And we miss all the things that Joseph went through. Glory be to God. He was dropped off in a hole. He was pulled out and sold. He was sent to Egypt. He was put in jail. Look at all the things that he went through. But after all that he went through, and you know, not one time, I don't know about you, but I have not read not one time that Joseph complained. Not one time. He continued to serve God. He continued to believe what God said. And out of all the things that he did, glory be to God. And he interpreted the king's dream. What did God do? He put him over the entire country of Egypt. Put him over everything. And gave him wisdom. Because he gave him wisdom so that the people wouldn't die during the drought. He gave them wisdom and understanding to know and to teach the people how to plant and how to harvest and how to save. This man had to save for 7 years. He had to put food away for 7 years to feed the nation and the country he was in and the surrounding ones. Glory be to God. So it took all that he went through to get what God wanted him to be. See, while we complaining, God trying to get us to a prosperous spot, but we complaining so bad, we end up being pushed back and never make it to what God has us to be. Then we wonder, why am I not blessed? You're not blessed because your unbelief, and you're not blessed because of your disobedience. Glory be to God. But see, as you can see, Joshua was not disobedient at all. So they made the plan with Rahab. Then they gave her the scarlet thread or string to put in the window. See, and when I looked at that, oh, I tell you the truth, I laughed through this and I praised God through it all. They gave her the scarlet thread to put in the window, and she immediately, she didn't wait, she didn't know when it was going to come to destroy Jericho. She didn't know nothing, but she didn't wait. She put the string in the window right there. And when I looked at that, I said, Lord, we would have put the string down. We would have said we'll do it later. And by the time we thought about it again, the place would have been destroyed and us too. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And when you think about Rahab, glory be to God. See, God had a plan for her too. That's why we shouldn't put nobody down. I don't care who they are or what they do. We don't put them down because we don't know if God got a plan for them or not. God can use anybody and anything. Glory. God can use them. Because you think about it. Look at Rahab. Jesus came God. That just goes to show you God can use anybody and anything.
Anybody.
Oftentimes.
Anything.
I hear Brother D talk about the donkey talk. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Now we
Amen.
Know a donkey don't talk, but
Amen.
The Almighty God can use whosoever
he will.
Glory be to God. And if he tells a donkey to talk, the donkey is going to talk. If he tells a dog to talk, that dog is going to talk. There is nothing he can't do. So Joshua told the people, getting ready to take. See, now he got his, Joshua got his army together like God said. Because he knew he was coming up against the army. Glory be to God. But see, God said, I have already given this to your hand. Now, though Joshua was prepared for battle, listen, while they was doing all this, the battle wasn't even his, it was God. So he told the people, he said, now, for 6 days, you're going to walk around this wall one time. Don't say a word.
Word.
The priest is going to play the horn, but you don't open your mouth. Glory be to God. These people walked that wall, the children of Israel. Every day they got up and they walked around the wall for 6 days. Walked around Jericho. Now, my Bible told me that Jericho was only about 8 acres. But they walked around those 8 acres every day. Glory be to God. So he said, but on the 7th day, he said, I want you to walk around it 7 times. Hey, glory. And on that 7th time, when the priest blows on, I want
back.
You to shout. Hey,
come
glory.
Back.
So when they walked around 7 times and the priest blew his horn, the people began to shout. And our Bible tells us that the wall fell down. Now, mind you, Rahab lived on the wall, but the wall she lived on stood. That wall didn't fall because God had made a promise to her through the spies because she did what God had her to do. She did a good work. Hey, glory. She did a good work by hiding the spies, not telling her what to do to get back to Joshua safely. She did a good work. And that wall didn't fall. So Joshua told the spies, go get Rahab nothing. Glory be to God. Look at the God we serve.
We serve.
We serve such a mighty God. Glory. You know, I have to tell people sometimes, calm down. The battle's not yours.
God.
Hey, glory. If we would just stand still, hallelujah, trust, have faith, believe, walk up right before God, follow the laws that God gave us here in this Bible, if we would just walk up straight, we wouldn't have to worry about man doing anything to us. Because God said the battle is not yours, it's mine. He said, Joshua, go to Jericho. I've already given it to you. What did he do when he got to Jericho with his army?
Amen.
He had lined his armies up. He had an army in the front. He had the priest next. And then he had the Bible called a re-reward. That re-reward was more armies behind the priest. Glory, hallelujah. And all Joshua's army had to do was walk around Jericho. That's all they had to do. Walk around Jericho. Do what the Lord say do. Be obedient. Hallelujah. And on that 7th day when they did that 7 laps.
The wall come
hallelujah.
Back.
Hallelujah. And the priest blew the horn. The wall just fell down. Joshua never touched the wall. But what Joshua did do, he had faith in the living God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. He had so much faith in God. See, God had already sent an angel. Joshua asked the angel the question. He said, are you for it? Or are you for our adversary? Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I am the angel of God. He said, and I came to help you. Glory, hallelujah. See, God will prove his word to us if we listen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
What he said to Joshua earlier, he said, I will be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you.
Glory,
hallelujah. I'm going to turn away from you. See, Joshua, I have given you this land. In all of your life, I am with you. Like I was with Moses, I will protect you. Hallelujah. And all Joshua had to do was trust and believe God. Whatsoever God, Joshua would go to war, God was right there. And see, God loved this man so much. And he loved us if we just be a little bit more obedient to him. Joshua was failing. He told him to move. He told his son to sense him. Oh, glory. And that son stood right there for a whole day. Did not go down, did not move. It stayed right there. God can't work for us because we are not obedient. We don't believe. And we have the audacity to talk back to God. Tell God what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said, brother, sister, go around to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them no explanation. Just walk around the corner. What we going to do? We going, mama, I don't know what I'm going around the corner for. I don't see nothing around there. I don't know nothing around there, so I ain't going.
That's for me. That's right. That's for me.
God give us these strange things to do, don't question it. Do it. Just do it. Glory be to God.
Just do it.
But see, we want to question the Almighty God. We can't trust. We can't question him. We got to show our faith in him. We got to show that we trust him.
Trust.
Glory, hallelujah. That's why our Bible tells us, Hebrews 11 and 1, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hey, glory. That's evidence of things not seen.
Nothing.
See, we got to trust God for the things that we can't see. See, everything that God tells us, we can't see it. But what he tells us to do, we need to do it. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, when God is for you, who can stand against you? What did he tell Joshua? No man could stand up against Joshua. Everybody was fearing him because he had God on his side. He was a servant of God, and he believed God. He had faith in God, and what God said, do, he did it. He said, everybody, hallelujah, will be obedient to you like they were to Moses. Glory, hallelujah. And the people said, told Joshua, where you go, we go. what you tell us to do, we'll do it. Glory. See how God do people that trust him and believe in him? You see what he'll do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Glory, hallelujah. But we so disobedient and hard-headed until God cannot perform miracles or do anything for us because we don't believe. We got to put our 2 cents in. And all we got to do is shut up, be obedient, walk up right before him, do what he has you to do. He left you a guide when he left you the Ten Commandments.
Yes, he did.
And all throughout the Bible, he tells us how we should walk, how we should trust him, how we should have faith and believe
in him. In God.
But we say we believe, but what we show is unbelief. Jesus. We say we walk upright, but we walk upright in our law. And see, our law is not right. But he wants you to walk upright in his law. Glory, hallelujah. And trust him. Because I tell you the thing that God did for Joshua. Oh, I praise God and laughed all the whole while I was reading. Glory be to God. And then you look at that and say, well, Lord, I know you all powerful. Where am I lacking? Lord, fix me, mold me, wash me, make me what you have me to be, so that I can be obedient, that I can do your will, that you will be pleased with me. See, that's what we got to do. We got to make God pleased with us. I didn't say that was easy, especially when you'd have been in this world and did everything and you come in. It's not easy, but we can always work on it. We can work on ourselves. We can pray and ask God to fix us. Glory be to God. So when the walls came tumbling down, God told Joshua he could take up the gold, the silver, the brass, to kill everybody in Jericho, the men, the women, the children, the cattle. Glory be to God. Don't you know God know what he's doing when he tell you to do that? See, when he told Solomon to do, when he told Saul to do that, what did Saul do? He decided he'll save the king. Just to kill everybody. Glory. So what did God do for him? He took the spirit from him.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. And anointed David. Glory be to God. That's why we have to be careful, brothers and sisters. We got to be careful. We have got to walk up, straight before God. Hallelujah. And let God bless us. See, God knew. He already knew Joshua. He knew that Joshua was a follower of his, a follower of Moses, believed what he said, had so much faith and trust. Joshua was ready to come up against any army because he knew that God was with him. Glory, hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. So, in my closing, I say one more time, when God is for you,
who can be against you?
Glory be to God. And I just thank God for this. I tell you, I was so excited today when I was reading this, it's a good thing I wasn't on the radio because I wouldn't have got a word out because I'm so busy hollering, shouting, and praising God. I wouldn't have been able to get nothing out. But I thank God for that. I'm going to pause and I'm going to open the floor. Anyone have a question? If it's about the lesson, it doesn't have to be about the lesson. It's about anything you want to know, you need to talk about. If you have a testimony or what have you, I'm going to give you time to do that. We're going to open the floor right now for whosoever have questions. Just hold your hand, and we'll be delighted to help you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory
be to God. I'm going to start off myself by saying thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come together again and to hear another powerful word. The Bible says in all their ways, he said, get understanding. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting here listening to the word today, you know, one of the things that stuck with me, and I've read it many times, one of the things that stuck with me more so than ever is when he said, don't say a word. Keep all that murmuring and grumbling to yourself. I want you to just walk around the wall. And I can imagine in my mind that the people thought it was crazy. Look at these dumb people walking around the city, believing that God going to do something just because they walking around the wall. But the Bible says on the seventh day, just like he said. See, one thing I like about God, T, is that he's never missed his mark. Whatever he said, he's never missed the mark yet. He said on the seventh day. He didn't mean on the sixth day. He didn't mean six and a half. He didn't mean the eighth day. Oh, I forgot, but I do it today. He didn't mean it. He said on the seventh day. And on the seventh day, she did something just like he said. You ought to tell God thank you. You should just want to shout when you hear the word of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank Brother D for that, for those words. I mean, it's important. It's important that we shut our mouth sometimes. It's important.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. The floor is still open for anyone who wants to give their thoughts on the message, who wants to just talk. If you have a problem, I mean, if you're sick, if you're grieving, whatsoever. And grieving isn't always death. Grieving can be something you're going through in general. The floor is open.
See, you know, they don't have to say anything. You know, this old nephew of yours, I can find a whole lot to talk about in the lesson today. I promise you I can. They don't have to say anything.
Amen.
I have to say what the Bible says. The Bible says it's a shame to own me. Down it before me. I know you all get tired of hearing it. I know you should get tired of hearing this verse, but I have to give it to you. He said, it's a shame to own me. Down it before man. So you got a chance to acknowledge Christ right now. You have a chance at this moment to say something to the Lord. If you couldn't say a word, someone said, I just waved my hand. You got a chance to wave your hand right now just to tell God thank you for your, how he has brought you over. A minute didn't make it this morning, but you're still here. But you're still here. And you won't say a word to him. You won't say you won't say a word to him. How do you do?
Amen.
You won't say a word to him. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So at this time,
get upon your feet.
Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
At this time, I'm just going to ask Brother D if he would say a word of prayer, and we'll go from there.
Amen. Amen. Again, I say all the time, you should be, even if you're not prepared, you should stop and prepare yourself to do what's requested of you when it comes to doing something for the Lord. For you've done so much for man. Those that don't believe he did, he hung, bled, and died on a place called Calvary just for you, and you. You ought to tell God thank you. You said, Brother Diaz, now why you keep telling us if you shame the old man, doubt it before man? I got another one I give you. It says, for the wages of sin is death. He said, but the gift of God, that's what you should be hanging your hat on right there. The gift of God. I want the gift of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want the gift of God. See? He said, for the gift of God is eternal life. Father God, we come before you this evening with the word of thanks. We want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to congregate together once more again to hear the uncut, unadulterated, true word of God. Knowing, Father, that if you allow it to be penned, it has to be true. We thank you for the speaker today. We thank you for giving her what you gave her. We thank you for allowing her to give it to us the way that you gave it to us. Father, we hope and pray that it touched someone's heart today. Father, we hope and pray that it would resonate on someone's mind. We hope and pray, Father, that it would make them pay rent there, that they have to just grab the book themselves and want to know, what is this that makes them so happy? What is this about this man that we keep trying to give them called Jesus? Lord, we just say thank you right now. And then, Father, we want to ask that you continue to bless, Lord. Continue to bless these servants as they go forth, knowing, Lord, that your way, you didn't say it would be easy, but you said we could stand. Knowing, Father, it's not always easy trying to give the word of God. But we ask that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus, in your holy name. And as, Father, as we prepare to close, we ask that you would look upon the sick and the shut in. Touch them right now with the fingertip of love. Touch those that have lost a loved one, Lord. We know of a few in our own circle, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless those families. We want to give a special blessing to Brother Rogers' family. They lost a loved one. But we know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We want to tell that family to keep looking to the hills which cometh their help. For you said in your word, all your help comes from the Lord. Father, we believe in your word. For you said in your word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we believe that no man can cometh unto you except by my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Please, Father, in the name of Jesus, keep us right now. And then, Father, we ask that you go by Alabama and touch Brother Pye Joe's family. We understand, Father, he lost a brother-in-law. His wife lost a brother. We know, Lord, there's a hurt when we lose a loved one. But we know that all voids can be filled through your word. We know that if we just reach up, grab hope, that you're standing right there. For you said in your word that I am that I am. And we believe that you are a mind regulator. We believe that you are a doctor above all doctors. We believe that when we need a lawyer, you're right there. And we ask right now that you touch these hearts, touch their minds. Let them know that even though they lost a loved one, that you make no mistakes. Let them know, Lord, that you are still standing by. All they got to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you will answer. For you are answering prayer each and every day. And we say thank you right now, Lord. In the mighty name of thank Jesus, you. We pray. Let every heart say amen.
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 We truly thank Brother.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We truly thank Brother D for that prayer. But before I hear my announcement, I just want to just whisper a couple of people. That ask for a prayer just about every week. And we don't want to miss anybody. We just want you to know that we love you. We are praying for you. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, I come to you, Father God, as meek and as humble as I know how. Father God, lifting up your people to you, God. Father God, we ask you to bless Sister Fan, Brother Fan.
Right,
Father God, we ask you to touch Sister Fan's body. Know she's doing fine and she's already healed. Father God, just strengthen her, Father God, the more. Father God, and we thank you for Sister Fan and Brother Fan, because they are encouraging people, Father God, and they want to hear your word. They worship you. They praise you. Father God, just continue to strengthen them, Father God, in your holy name, Jesus. Father God, and we ask you to bless Sister Emily. Father God, we ask you to strengthen her, touch her mind, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, let her know she can lean on you in any and all situations.
Yes.
Father God, let her know you are her keeper. You're her company keeper. You're her father. You're her God. You're everything that she needs. Father God, strengthen her. Father God, touch her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet.
Yes.
Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, let her know that she can lean on you, God. She doesn't have to go in a way but your way. In Jesus' name.
Lord,
Father God,
Jesus.
And we ask you to bless Sister Gina, Father God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her. Continue to keep your loving, protective arms around her. Father God, and I don't want to fail to mention Brother Tatum. Father God, give him strength to make it through this time. Father God, just strengthen him. Let him know everything will be all right. Father God, we know you don't make a mistake. But we also know if some people are hurt, they grieve different from others. Father God, just let him know, Father God, he can bring his heavy load and put it on your shoulder. Father God, and everything will be all right. Father God, give him strength. Father God, let him know that we love him and you love him more. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless all the radio stations, Father God, the station, the podcast, Brother Dolph, Carrie, Father God. Father God, and allow us to host the shows to give your word. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Dahl, strengthen him the more.
Yes.
Father God, because we have a heart to do your will.
Yes.
Father God, and we thank you for Father God, for the love that he has for you, for the love that he has for your people. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, and we ask you to continue to bless Brother Tim. Father God, touch his body, strengthen him. Father God, keep us all covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, Brother D, strengthen him, Father God. Father God, cover him in the blood of Jesus. Father God, just touch every and each and every one that at the sound of my voice. Though you don't hold your hand up, Father God, the ones that is heavy laden, that have problems, they just don't want to talk about. Father God, we ask you to strengthen them. Father God, let them know they can take the problem to you. Father God, to trust you, to believe you, and everything will be all right.
Yes,
Father God, bless the ones on their jobs that have problems. Nowadays, it's hard on a job. People do you so bad. But Father, we ask you to strengthen them. Father God, and touch each and every one that come out to hear us on Wednesday night, Father God, and bless them to contain the calm. Father God, and bless them to receive your word. Anything that they have that they want to ask, Father God, let them know we are here. In your holy name, we're here to help them, to receive them. Father God, and we thank you for all things. Lord, we will be so very careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, this we ask of you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Glory to you, God. We just thank God for that. And just in the way of announcement, we ask you to be with us again on next Wednesday, same time, same channel. On Tuesday night, Brother D is hosting the Gospel Hour. Be with him. Same time, same channel. And each day, Brother Eric is on God's plan early morning at 8 o'clock until. Amen. We're always here for you. We Amen. Thank you. Just be with us, and I can truthfully tell you I love you all. I don't know you, but I tell you in Christ Jesus, I love you all, and I thank God for each and every one that come out every Wednesday night to hear us.
Amen.
We praise His holy name for you. We thank God for you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
At this time, we're going to turn it into the hands of Brother Dom.
Get up on your feet and receive right here in Houston the Pilgrim Jubilees out of Chicago, Illinois. Come on. Come on, y'all. Everybody. The doors of the church is open. Come on in.
Yeah.
The doors of the church is open. Come on in. The preacher got our stretch hand and said, join us while you're here. You got to stand an invitation. Come on in. Let me say it again. Yeah.
Church at home.
Okay.
Hey, Brother D, you know what I noticed, Brother D? It's a lot, Brother D, it's a lot of them songs, and they from the Chicago area and all that, but they got a southern drawl to it. Did they migrate to Chicago and just live in Chicago or what, man? There's a lot of them groups and everything out of Chicago. What's going on?
That's it, dog. Frankly, everyone, back when the gospel singing was real heavy back from the early addition to it started fading out gospel really in the 90s. But up until that time, anyone that was really singing gospel was from either Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, like that. They migrated to the north. Now, that's Clee, the one you was just playing. That's Clee. It's
Jackson,
two brothers, Clee and Major. Yeah, Jackson, right. That's old Clee and Major. And them boys was known as Chicago's road group. They were Jews. But they're originally from the South.
Yeah.
So you're right.
All
right. Yeah, you are right.
Okay, with that being said, Sister Man, if y'all got anything else, you go ahead and put it out. We can get on out of here. A good sermon today. Like I said, we got a pretty good house out here, but you know, they just don't want to raise that old hand. But like I said, we're going to keep giving the word. As long as they're on here listening, at least got the phones on here, we'll roll with that. We'll roll with that.
You see what your soul said, though? You got a standing invitation.
These six is your invitation.
He said you got a standing invitation. That's it. Just come on in.
Thank
so if you choose not to come in, it's all because of you. It's not because the door wasn't open.
Amen.
Okay, so Brother Tim, did you want to say anything before we go?
Amen. You got a standing invitation. Come on in.
Brother Tim ain't said nothing to me.
Try to talk
Amen.
It on me.
So I just want to I just want to say I thank God, Brother Dog.
I dropped my phone, dog.
He's playing with Brother B. Oh, they're on mute.
Come on, Brother Tim.
Go ahead, Brother Tim.
Father God, we just say thank you for the word today. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace, that awesome tag team, grace and mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would bless us through this year. Continue to carry us and watch over us, Lord, and that we would serve you with all our heart and all of our soul. Continue to bless those who are bereaved, and we just say thank you, Lord, for all that you do.
Thank you,
Lord. And we just bless you, Lord. We can't pay you back, but we can be obedient to you and love you back just like you asked us to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Tim, for that prayer. However, Brother Tim, I was asking you if you want to have anything you wanted to say. But you drop your phone.
Amen.
So we thank God because we always can use prayer. Prayer changes things. I just want to thank Brother Dog. I want to thank you continually to know that we appreciate you.
Amen.
We are Devo constantly. Constantly talk about how great and how gracious you are with your songs. And I just thank God that you made a way for us to get the word out. That means a lot to me. I don't know about nobody else, but it means a lot to me to be able to tell somebody about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it
do.
I'm
yes,
just
it
a
do.
Nobody, but I'm so excited about Jesus.
Yeah, trying to tell everybody about somebody. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God.
I was at work last week, and a young lady asked me, she said, "What is that that's got you smiling like that?" So I took my headset off, and I gave it to her. And she got a chance to hear Brother Eric, and he was ran back in the rag. She said, "Well, that's nice." She said, "But, you know, I'm not a Christian." And when she said that, like a bell went off in my head, go ding, 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 ding. And I say that because there's my opportunity right there. That was an opportunity for me to introduce someone to the Lord. And you should be, I just feel like you should be ready, willing, and able at all times to be on point.
Amen.
To, you know, to take advantage of the opportunity when someone have a chance. And I'm trying to say, Brother Dog had an opportunity to come his way. I can't say why, but for some reason, somehow, the Lord put up on him to do a prayer. He went from doing a prayer to now we got services. Because this is not a show. These are services that we give Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning. And we just can't thank him enough. And I can promise you, brother, the Lord is looking on you. Believe me when I tell you, God sees what you do. You don't need no man to tell him what you do. God sees what you do. The Bible says only what we do for the Lord will last. God sees what you do. And he says if you do it, he'll reward it. You do it in the closet, he'll reward you openly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You say, Brother D, for those words, I know for a fact my nephew stays excited. Excited about Jesus. And I tell you, if you're going to be excited about anything, that's what you need to be excited about. He's so
merciful. Yes, he is.
And I thank God for this night. I thank God. I just want to, you know, I think all of us, Brother Dog, try to remember to give you your flowers because you don't have to do what you do.
You don't have to do it.
But because of the goodness of your heart, the goodness of God, you make a way. So that is, I tell you, that says a lot to me.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
Amen. All right. You got anything else, Sister Mary? Anything else?
No, that's all in your hands, Brother Dog. Thank you. We love you.
Okay, don't go nowhere yet, Sister Mary, until I let you know. I'll let you know when to leave out of here.
To Wiggum Brothers. Wiggum Brothers. Yes, sir.
Some people.
Oh, my God.
Should look down on your fellow man is when you're trying to pick him up.
Never
that being said,
that
will conclude our spiritual moment of reflection with Sister Marion. Tune in, like she said, next Wednesday, same time, same station. If God's will, we will be back here. I'm doing it again. And Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And don't forget about Monday mornings through Friday mornings on the God's plan. With that being said, Sister Marion, have a great rest of the week. God bless you, and we love
you. Thank
you. All right.
Love you too, Rio. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. All right. I'm going to close Brother D them up because Brother D trying his thing. You know, he been doing about 80% of it lately, but, you know, he still have to show out every now and then. All right, guys. That's that precludes the spiritual part of the show. Brother Tim. Brother Flop, Brother Kid. And I know what I'm going to do. Since Skin like to talk so much. Skin, hit the white button. Come on. Take over the show, Skin. Where you at, Skin? Since you like to talk so much, I'm going to see, can you take over the show? See, you got something you want to talk about today. Brother Skin, come over here. I know you out there listening. I know I see old Chef Lee out there. Kid, hit the white button, y'all. If you don't, we're going to hit that white button. Come on in there. You know, you're supposed to come on in there and say something. If it ain't even number said, get off and shut up, dog, or something. What up, Kid?
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
I don't know, man. Hey, man, I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci, baby. I'm Gucci.
Oh, nothing much. It's that time of the year, them boys start putting in their dates for their races and stuff.
Well, they done did that, kid. We got a doggone race on top of races. Did you see that one race that Duck was going to put out the thrones or the king of the thrones or something? They done reschedule it. I think they didn't have enough participation. They rescheduled it, saying that people ain't got parts for their cars and all that stuff and everything. They rescheduled it, kid.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen that yet.
Anyway, Doug was having one photo came up next week. King Thrones of the King or the King of the Thrones or something.
Oh, okay.
Brother D, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to meet you. I'm going to buy you from your own show, man. I'm going to buy you from the show.
I know the U.S. Street Nats are going to be getting ready to come on.
Hey, dog, what you want?
End of the month.
What you want, dog?
If you was listening, you would have heard what I wanted, Skin.
I wasn't listening. Somebody texted me and told me why I come on.
Why you weren't listening, brother?
No, because I was entertaining a young lady, but, you know, and her kids was messing with me. I was playing with them. Now they went in another room.
You wasn't on your knees, were you?
I'm just telling you what was going on, sir. And now she looked at the movie put on. And then
I thought she was on a Chef Lee line, and I said, okay, Skin like to talk. I'm gonna let him host the show today. That's what I was gonna do.
Oh, man. I don't know what to talk about.
He had a mouthful. He couldn't talk.
They're gonna be mad at me. Give me another day. I guarantee you when I host the show, they're gonna be mad at me.
No, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. I'm just throwing somebody out there since we ain't got nothing. But we ain't got it but a lot of background noise. I don't know if that's y'all up here, though. Ain't but two mics, though, so it must be y'all.
Yeah, that's probably me. This lady looking for a move.
No, ain't no problem. No. Handle your business, King. Handle your business, brother. Handle your business. Go handle your business.
Okay.
All right, Flop, what you got going on, Flop? Yeah, kid, come on in.
Yeah, they got two races in February next month. Same date.
What are you talking about? They got a.
What is it, Key? What is it?
The first butt cut with Trigger Man and Smoking Ball, they're having a race.
Right.
Them on
the same day.
Yes, sir. Okay, paying attention again. He must be woke. He pretty smart today, son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is sharp for the most, dog.
Well, hey, lately, Kid ain't been sharp, though. Kid ain't getting everything wrong. You know, on his songs, I know he get them wrong on purpose, but I'm talking about some things. Kid be hanging in there, though. I can't say nothing about it. Kid hanging in there, though. Yeah. Well, you know what I always say, Flop? Let me see how many we got. 86 people on there.
Yeah.
I hate to keep
saying that. 86 people?
Yeah. We got 86 people on there, but ain't nobody. Yeah,
we can't beg for participation now.
That's a lot on a Wednesday though, Flop. You know, we don't get that many listeners unless we start off with about 50 or 60, and then here we got some argument going on over here, some drama then, boy, it flood up then, but you know. So I reckon they was looking, anybody got nothing to do? We ain't got nothing really to talk about. I mean, everybody talking about, well, just talk about racing. Well, we said that, but
hey dog.
Does it really generate any interest?
Dog.
We can't race for 2 or 3
hey,
months.
Dog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Willie Dog, this lady is asking me, talking about me and her should get a podcast. What is this we on right now?
We on a podcast. We're on a Blog Talk podcast.
But I'm saying it's basically a podcast.
It
can be whatever you want it to be.
It is, but see, a podcast normally they can see you on a podcast, though. That's what she said. Normally they can see you on a podcast.
Right, they can see you. See,
Farrah got a show.
Yeah, she don't know y'all from all over. She don't know y'all ain't from Chicago.
Oh, man.
No. The only thing good about Chicago.
Willie, dog, tell her where you at, Willie, dog.
I'm down here in Georgia, baby. We down here in Georgia. How you doing? And I would. They couldn't pay me to live in Chicago now.
I don't blame you. I'm trying to get the fuck out of Chicago.
Oh, boy, hey. The Eskin, she's some kidding you. She a woman. She cooks just like you. Well, I tell you what, baby. I tell you what. If you ain't got but one kid, come on down here with me. The hair with Skin, come on down here. I'll take care of you.
Oh, you know why I messed up at? I started over because I had kids back. My kid's father used to live there. He was his nephew's security, but they killed him. So I was down there for like a year or two, but I don't know. I like it for the kids, but it's just boring to me.
Right. I got you. All right. She talking on the radio. She rapping. She talking on the radio. Yeah. I hear you, baby girl. I hear you. Go ahead, Flop. You were saying, what about Chicago?
I said, what's so exciting in Chicago that they ain't got down south?
Well, it's snow up there. They have to stay in, so they make more. They have more sex up there. So they ain't got an issue.
I can't tell. More shit is going on up here. I can't tell they staying in.
Well, you know, I was.
Just where you get that information from?
I was trying to give you an alibi, kid. That's all.
Shit, I don't need no goddamn alibi.
Technically speaking, we wasn't talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You didn't want to jump on. You didn't want to open the door, though. You just wanted to get in the car anyway. We didn't even tell you. You
mm-hmm.
just jump in anyway.
I got my own seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. I got you. What's wrong with that? Yeah. Well.
Man, where these people at, y'all?
I don't know, Flop. I told y'all one day I'm gonna start back making these shows energy. I'm gonna pump it back up when I feel like it. I done got lazy, Flop. Talk to me, Flop.
What day did you say you gonna start having your? You said something you gonna start having once a week on your show, something. I was gonna start,
you know, interviewing certain people of certain races. Every week I was gonna start doing it. I thought I already did it, Flop, and I didn't do it because I just didn't do it, Flop. I mean, I get the energy to want to do it, and then I lose the interest in it. So I said, "The hell with it," you know. These unappreciative listeners, and I said unappreciative,
hey, well,
meaning they be on it every week, but they don't send them.
I just got a text from an avid listener, and I would read it verbatim, but I'm gonna just tell you. They said you could have let him and their counterparts host the show.
Oh, they sent me the same thing. Why not let Brother D and Brother Tim know? Well, I was getting kind of mad because one of my favorite people hadn't came on this year, and that was old Fat Trigger Leak, and she just not hit the button, so her fat ass done finally come on for the first time this year. Come on, Flat. Come on, Fat.
Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year, Willie.
Trigger Leak.
We done had two
what's
shows,
up,
man.
Kid?
We don't want to hear that shit.
Well, dog, I've been on. I was quiet, on mute. I was sick, so I'm trying to get myself together. I don't want to be coughing and all that in the phone, so I just stay on the sidelines until I'm good.
What you got to do?
I told my friend I was going to whoop her 9-year-old daughter ass.
Now you can't beat nobody ass. If you say you're gonna beat anybody, they're gonna put you in jail. Now you can't say nothing about no fighting.
They threw me in there. They threw me in jail.
Yeah.
But dog, I ain't even know I was in jail.
Yeah,
because I was in Miami. See that? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's go. Got an echo. All right, y'all. They know who it is. Yeah. So what?
I ain't even
know
I was in jail.
You can't say nothing about beating nobody but a man. You can't do nothing about violence. They're going to get you. Anything about violence, they're going to get you.
Dog, I done seen penises and coochies all on Facebook. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You're going to whoop somebody's ass. That's the problem.
Yeah. Now, if you say you're going to whoop somebody's ass, you go into Facebook jail.
You're right about it. You're right about that, but ain't nobody going to jail.
I got 72 hours. When a guy said, "Yeah, dog, we outran you," he just said, "We outran you." I text him back, "Yeah, and I beat your ass too." Bam, they said I went to Facebook jail. And I was talking about me whooping him, but I said I was gonna beat his ass. I'd have beat your ass, and Facebook jail I went.
Yep. Well, you know, you had me laughing the other day when somebody said something to you, and you said you had a pair of nuts.
Oh, you come on Facebook, Trigger? You come on Facebook?
Yeah. Croom, Scott, Croom and Croom.
Got it, Croom and Croom. Yeah, I got old Croom. See, he told me the EAD that means eat a dick. He said EAD.
Eat a dick,
yeah. You gotta know. You know me and old Kruma Kruma. That's what it was. Yep, you got it.
Man,
sure,
that was
sure
so funny to me, man. You got right on him.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh, I said, ooh, y'all hit him in the eye. You say EAD.
Yeah,
he don't want
to
go to jail.
I tried to nod his eye a little bit, though, but you have to watch how you did. You have to watch how you. Otherwise, you go, boy. You got a word in a different way or say it another way to make them know what you're talking about. But if you say, "I'm going to whoop your ass," or "I'm going to beat your ass," you gone. For at least 72.
You
can at least 72 hours. Yeah.
You could definitely forget about it because you gone for sure. I was gone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so how's your New Year starting off besides you being a little sick, though? You know, and then, you know, as long as you're okay now, that's good. How's it going besides
that? Yeah, my New Year is going. It's going pretty good. You know, I haven't been to work. You know, I quit my job on the 20th of December. I haven't been to work. I've been in Miami since the 23rd of December. I came home on Monday. So I spent 10 days in Miami. I was all right. It's all right. It was relaxing. My mom had all of her kids at her house. It's five of us and all of our kids. So we got to have Christmas with my mom. And all of us haven't been together since my grandmother passed away. So it was nice to have us all in the house together. But, you know, it was you know, quiet, laid back, like it should be sometimes.
Yeah. Tim, how's just
I done lost a few pounds, too.
Okay, then he said, Trigger, why are you telling me? I ain't asked you about knowing how many pounds you lost.
Because you say your fat ass. It's your fat self on here. So I wanted to let you know. And then when I got sick, I quit eating.
How much you count? A few. You got to lose at least 20 for me to recognize it.
Shut up, Willie.
Well, you lose 20, then I start back looking. Up in the end, though, you just fat. You got to lose at least 20.
Okay.
Tim just keep on texting me. He pecking at me, trying to. He want to get some stuff started. He just can't be satisfied with sitting on there being quiet. Tim House just want to get some stuff started. But anyway, come on, Trigger. I ain't thinking about Tim House right now.
What? Tim, stay sitting over there wanting to do something. Somebody need to just take his chair.
Down.
Yeah.
And now
Leon calling me.
Leon calling me. He don't ever let us in on them down south shows. I ain't answering his ass.
Well, tell him he can call the show. And hit the one button. We got
425-292-4212. What's going on, Treek?
That's right.
Hey, Matt Flop, how you doing, man?
I'm taking it slow and easy. Life is what it is. How you doing? Other than sick.
I'm chilling. I'm better now. I'm a whole lot better now. I actually turned my oxygen back in. I don't need it. Nothing. I'm good.
Flop. You know me, I'm a call the way it is, Flop. You know that. But Trigger, did you have anything to do with that? I see y'all doing that Goods Race of the Year or whatever. Y'all had Raul Torres. Everybody was talking about Raul Torres, and Randy Walton didn't know what y'all were talking about. Was y'all listening out of that loop? What's going on with that?
No, I didn't have anything to do with it. All I saw Randy said for them to announce it, and then I saw Randy said that the votes were in. And then I saw what Satch had said when Tony announced it. That's when it'll be official. So Randy got it wrong. Wasn't no votes in. It was just Randy's opinion and people posting on Randy Post, I guess, their opinion that it was supposed to be Raul. So the only thing I questioned was I just wanted to know where the poll was to vote because I just wanted to cast my vote. And then, of course, you know, they kikied around a little bit and told me my vote didn't matter anyway. So, you know, I just backed out their way. I get out people way quick, dog. Ain't. It's 2023, man.
I told them, to be honest, don't nobody
vote really count. It's a lot of times it's by popular opinion anyway. So, if you go with the popular person, then that's who might win. If you go with
the popular opinion, the popular opinion still votes.
It do.
They vote for the popular. So
the criteria
you
is not popular opinion, though. So that's the difference.
Rob, let me show you what don't nobody think about this stuff, and it just ain't worth it. The paper's printed on. You there, Flop? I got to talk to Flop because this year he needs to explain.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was looking at the criteria over there on the post on Facebook, and it had rookie of the year. And guess what the criteria was, Flop? Guess what the criteria was?
What?
The same shit as the girls race of the year.
No!
How can the rookie of the year have the same criteria that the girls race of the year?
He's a professional, ain't he?
No, Flop, this is the main thing. If you're a rookie, Flop, how can you have high-profile races if you're a rookie? Don't nobody even know who you is, but you're having high-profile races. You can go out there and race 30 races, and probably none of them will be high-profile because don't nobody know who you is yet. But anyway. Yeah.
It's hard.
I got a text said that you said some good stuff and everything was said was right with one exception. So the people said they never did tell your vote wouldn't count. They said they never did say your vote wouldn't count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that too, then, dog.
Right, right. But you was probably
you know why you said that, Trigger.
You know why you said that? You know why you said that, Trigger? Because you,
why?
In your mind, and I was thinking the same. In your mind, they already done picked who they wanted. So you said in your mind, my vote ain't gonna count.
No. Somebody told me that, dog. Somebody actually said that to me out their mouth.
It might have not been the group as a whole.
Like, no, the group as a whole didn't say it. An individual person said that to me. They were on the group was on the phone when they said it. I don't know why they say that. But it don't. It really don't matter because it's no sweat off my back. You know, dog?
Oh, no,
what
that,
people
got to
know is the valuable lesson. The valuable lessons I learned from you is if it don't. If it don't pertain to me directly and affect my life directly, it's all fun and games. It's all right.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you remember that, Trick. That's good. That's where I stand with a lot of things now.
Yeah.
See, if a lot of people did this on these shows, we would have all these arguments and everything. Because it's just all really entertainment, fun, and games. And if it ain't affecting you directly,
right,
it ain't about
right.
you. Hey, man, either play along with the game or just don't worry about it. Play along with it or don't worry about it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's okay either way, you know?
It ain't putting no money in your pocket. And as long as it ain't taking none out there, you can deal with it.
And there you have it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There you have it.
You still got your hoodie, Trinkle?
Hell yeah, I got my hoodie. What you talking about?
I had my hoodie on in Miami.
Everybody wanna know. You know I bought Trico a hoodie though.
All right, Skin, go on mute, Skin, without a noise. Skin, go on mute without a noise. I know that's you.
I'm going on mute.
I know that's you. Hey, Flop, you know I bought Trico a hoodie. I bought Trico a hoodie, Danny. She made me strip out of mine because they didn't have her size. I stripped out of mine and gave her mine.
Damn, so Flop, I like my hoodies to fit. I don't like my hoodies to hang down. For women to wear hoodies that hang down big on them is tacky to me. That's just my opinion for my clothes. To me, that's
tacky. Probably ain't got
so
nothing
I like
to hold
my stuff
up.
To kind of fit.
You got to point that to you. And that was Trigger talking about something. I want somebody to see my boobs. I want somebody to see my print. I said, Lord,
hey, Trigger.
I ain't even had no print.
Trigger League. It's hard for a 30 or a 32 to hold up a jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That damn kid.
You got to have some up there.
You
got to be at least 38. You got to at least be 38 or bigger.
Like the bottom part of the hoodie, it unfold in that little piece that's supposed to be kind of tight around the bottom part. It be real loose and hanging. That's tacky to me. For me. That's just my opinion, you know. So I like dog. I'm a happy dog. Let me switch with it because I wouldn't be able to wear it.
Yeah, right on. My pleasure, Miss Trigley. My pleasure.
I love it.
Well,
thank you.
No big deal. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Randy ruffled some feathers though. But I don't know. They say Raul did real good last year for Florida, man. He did good, man. You can't deny it.
Raul was doing when Jason Wells doing some racing too, wasn't he?
Jason Wells was doing some racing too. Only difference with Raul and Jason Wells is Jason drive for somebody, Raul operate on drive, everything, his stuff sometimes.
How we gonna throw that in there? Cause we don't know who own these cars, and then we ain't seen no titles on them. We don't check titles, Trigger. So we don't wanna.
We know for sure Raul own his stuff. That ain't no doubt.
Well, how we know this?
Ask him.
I gotta argue with you because I gotta tell you we don't need to throw that in there. What I'm saying is that's something that.
Okay, we can be that.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we don't really know. Because
sometimes it ain't about the owner. A lot of times it's just about the performance. You're right, dog.
It could be about the owner that we think, but we don't have to say it, put it that way. Yeah, we just go by the performance, you know. We just go by the performance. I'm just trying to stay on a broad spectrum. I'm just like you now, sir. I'm going to say I assume Raul owns his own stuff and everything, but, you know, I've seen a couple of boys with him that was with him now. He was confided in them, so they might have got $20 in. They might have put $20 worth in the gas tank or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They might not. Because,
yeah.
You know,
I done seen the joker.
We know he
I done seen a joker. I done seen a joker spend $20 on a car and think he owned it now. I done seen that happening.
Oh, yeah, nah. Oh, yeah.
They can make the calls, tell them when to go and where to go and how to go and everything.
Yeah.
Hold up, man. You get
Let
me give you $30 to get the hell out of my face.
Let me give you 30 back to shut up. Yes.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm excited to see how it play out, though, for Florida. I would love to see the top three. You know, I want to see the top three. Just like for the natural, on the national level, I want to see the top five. You know, I'm excited about that part. Mhm.
Yeah.
It draws a lot of interest to me, and it makes the competition. You know, it makes it worth competing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh yeah. Bunch of good stuff.
Hey, dog. Did anybody come up with a plan? I remember one night I think I was actually in the hospital when Jay Barnes was talking about this. He was saying something about, or maybe it was you, was saying something about people racing throughout the year and keeping a tally of their races. And did somebody come up with a plan for somebody to keep a tally on stuff or to contact somebody to let them know when and what they know?
Well, let me say this, Treacle. It has always been said or stated that the best promotion is self-promotion. So if you're not keeping up with your own stuff, then, you know, it's a problem. So the best way I can say, you know, and validate, well, I whoop Treacle Leak, I whoop Willy Dog, I whoop Skin. If I can't bring my own cards to the table, then I can't expect nobody else to bring them to the table for me or keep track to it. But, you know, we may have one designated call-in place, you know, to actually give the information. But, you know, everybody got to keep up with their own stuff. You can't expect Willie Dog to keep up with
Texas,
Florida,
good.
Chicago,
right.
Memphis, Mississippi.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Barnes, how you doing, Mr. Barnes?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Are you busy? You tired?
Yay.
Can you talk for a minute?
Yeah, I can talk.
While I'm talking. We got a big mouth woman that just jumped out of line when she heard me talking and just gonna talk over me. She had a question you can ask, and I know you with your long winded behind, you can answer. Treacle, ask him that same question you just asked.
Hey Jay.
Hey, how you?
How you doing? I'm doing good. You good?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Y'all need to
get
a room.
My question was. I just have to. You have to be polite, dog. It's 2023.
No, we.
Got you. Look, Jay. The question was like, I remember the conversation a few weeks ago about if keeping a tally on the races monthly or weekly to see who wastes where and the caliber of race for the entire year. I was just asking if some y'all had come up with a plan for that, or if a spreadsheet had opened or a phone number had something come up where people can keep their information updated on something for the year.
Yeah. Yes. Now, that's yes. First, Willie Dog have a text line open. Willie Dog has a text line open that he had put out and had very few users. We're hoping that he'll get more users, and I know for to update that information. That information there is kept once it comes. That's identifying where and, you know, who raced who and who won, that type thing. And so the phone number is there. It's used. You know, Willie Dog, if you call that number, he won't answer, but he, you know, it's a text number. And it's designed so that we can keep up the records with when people are submitting. And I want to go on to say, because they said Willie Dog was fair but one-sided. But, you know, and he made a valid point in if it's impossible for him to keep up with everything across America. And we do want to accurately keep up with it. But if nobody's giving him the information, there's no way he can know. And so that text line is available, and we'll make sure that, you know, that it's out there And if any time anybody needs it, you know, just ask Will Dog. He has it. So that's the first thing. Second thing is we do have a app that goes on your phone. So this is the thing. We have an app that we'll send to you, and it asks, it's going to ask just the questions concerning the race you have, and that's tied to a spreadsheet. And if everybody across the country, if they just enter their races, their wins and their losses, it will allow us to have accurate knowledge, or at least supportive knowledge, of what people are doing, who's racing who. And so we have it, and we, you know, you brought it up. We was going to push it more a little bit later this month, but since the topic came up, the app is available, and you know, we'll send it out to some key people to research just to make sure it looks okay, and make sure, you know, it covered the bases, you know, before we make it, you know, free to everybody.
Final, okay. So tell me this, is it an Android and iPhone app? Is it for both, and does it cost
for
anything
both
to download?
Nope, it's free. You know, it's free. Now, I don't know, sometimes there's no money on our side, but sometimes I don't know about Apple. Apple have, you know, they got the Apple Store, and they'll charge you and stuff, but
right,
there is no fee. There is no fee. Nothing comes to us for keeping the record, no money. And it's free, you know, so it should be on the Apple Store or the Google Store, whichever one, you know, the store. And it's a free app. And again, it would keep record, you know, and when that, you know, we, to a limited source, I hadn't had this discussion with Dog yet, but we would like to have, I think we would like to, Dog, this is subject to Dog's approval, a couple of people to help monitor that spreadsheet for the purpose of seeing it and either acknowledging that people are not doing anything, they're not giving us the information, you know, or acknowledging that it's working, you know, just so that people can understand that it's hard, you know, if you don't give us the information, there's no way for us to know it. And so, and it's available, and we'll start testing it probably, you know, the end of this week sometime. We've already been through the, you know, it's a finished product. You know, I'm talking about we'll see how user-friendly it is this week.
Right. Okay. Make sure you send it to Tim House, because
oh, yeah.
Just being
no.
funny now.
Well, no. Tim House, actually, you know, he'd be involved in a lot of racing, so he would need, you know, it would be nice. One of the things, I mean, we all, you know, we can become the grudge work and become very cynical when you try to give out accolades. What do you do? How do you do? You know, but the same people, when you reach out to them to get the information, they get closed-lipped.
Uh-huh.
They get closed-lipped. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk. They don't want to tell it. So it's like, you know, so if we only get information in on five people, we can only make decisions on five people. And so, you know, and then, but then we get the rep, then, oh, you just chasing certain people. No, we using the people that give us the information. You know, and so that's one of the things that the promoters and hopefully Dog will talk more about, is being a little more free-lipped, you know, with the information. You know,
well, Jay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Jay. You a fairly intelligent man, aren't you, Jay?
Sometimes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Jay, I was reading a poll. I was on the Facebook reading a poll, and I saw they had a poll up for Rookie of the Year. Now, Jay, if you're a rookie, and I'm a top grudge racer, should we have the same criteria?
No. Well, the whole thing about a rookie is that, you know, I guess, you know, it's supposed to be his first, for using the term, you know, this is his first professional year.
They got a poll up for Rookie of the Year and got the exact to the letter, the same criteria as the Grudge Race of the Year. How can that be?
Well, how can he can't perform? a rookie can't, a rookie typically can't perform to that level, you know. So, you know, typically that's a.
And the more we talk about it, I look at it like this: if he met them, if he met them rules, well,
he should be
great
rest of the year.
Yeah,
too. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would put a lot of burden. That'll put a lot of burden on the rookie of the year to try to meet that standard, you know.
Yeah, I know it, man. Come on, man. I mean, they just go to show you people in positions to do these things don't think them out. They just throw them out there. That means ain't nobody behind them. They're just throwing stuff out there to be seen to me now. Ain't no thought being put behind there to get an honest reading of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And dog, it's kind of sad a little bit to me, because if you out there and you're just throwing things out, then you have no collaboration with people, and you have no real communication about it back and forth to make it a sound decision. So it's just
I agree. Yeah, you need that. You need to be able to have a balance of a sharing of information. You need to be verified to some degree, you know, so that when you make a statement, it's something that's solid and you can stand on it, as opposed to just, you know, just a one man decision. And so I think, you know. But now, the key thing that we need, I'm going to say this to both of y'all, we need these racers, we need these team owners, you know, these promoters, these track owners, to forward us some type of contact information so we can forward you the app so that we can keep the records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need that. You know, we need that so that and if they utilize it, and the information, we don't mind sharing the information with whoever may need it. You know, it's not top secret information. It just got, you know, it's information that we were trying to see who's bringing the most activity, who's doing a lot of traveling. All that is very important. And so, you know, the information is not, you know, I got to say this, ain't nobody selling the information to nobody. There's no money making in it. But we need to keep the records of what's happening so that the people that's doing it can get their accolades. They can get, they just deserve a reward for the effort they put into grudge racing.
You're right. It's just like a real order. Like, it's order. Like, people just don't come up in November and December and go to talking about 1,000 things because it's been verified throughout the year. That's it.
Exactly.
It's sound, order, and complete. What? That's it.
But
the spreadsheet keep up with the percentage.
That's on that. I got to back up with you. You know, on the show here, we can't let a known lie go. A lie that we don't know about, we can let it go. But you said you said Tim House was involved in a lot of racing. Tim House ain't had 3 races in the last 5 years of it.
Oh, man.
So Tim House, you saying he's not associated with racing, with grudge racing?
No, no, I didn't say that. I'm just, your statement was that Tim House need to have that app because he's involved in a lot of races. That's a lie.
Yeah. Okay.
He ain't had a lot of races. He ain't had 3 races in the last 5 years.
Man, well. So and he's not associated with no team.
Your picture. He could use carrier picture.
Jay, change it to he's active in the racing community. He's active in the
Okay,
the
all right,
community.
All right. He's active. Okay. I'll take that. He's active in the racing. And you know, now a lot of the people, too, let me tell you this. A lot of the people that provides a lot of information, they actually don't race, but they give you the information. Yeah. They were there. They seen this person run. So that's the key word. What you said. They are very active, and they be there, and they can document stuff that happens.
Right. I agree. But Jay, do you agree that you kind of long winded? Do you agree to that? Do you agree you kind of long winded?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I know you are there anyway. But I said it to the gym. It's a good thing we got something that we can text to you, because if you talk to Tim House, if he tell you about one race, it's going to take him 47 minutes to tell you about that one race.
So he's just trying to explain all the details. He wants everybody to know the details.
I see a lot of posts
where Tim comment on various races. I see a lot of Tim. You know, I get a lot of information from Tim.
You got him mixed up with somebody. Not Tim House. You got him mixed up with somebody, dude.
Okay.
You got to have him mixed up with somebody. Not Tim House that we know.
Okay. No. You might know him better, dog. But he do post, dog, and I see a lot of his comments and things, and he weigh in on various topics that I see in regards to when there are issues. You know, he's vocal now.
Oh, he's very vocal.
Thank you very much.
You can say that now.
Thank you very much.
You can say that. Jay, you can say that now. Vocal. I agree 1,000%. He's very, very vocal.
Flop just sent me the same thing about
Tim House got away
somebody.
Tim House got away somebody. So he's very, so he's active, dog. So Mike,
he is active in the
racing community. Okay, I mean, I see him, you know, and. And he's well known. Let me add this part. And he's well known in the grudge community.
Come on,
Jay, you stretch me.
He is.
You stretch me. I'm gonna have to mute your phone in a minute, Jay. You can tell me live. I'm gonna have to mute your phone in a minute. Jay. I'm gonna have to mute your phone in a minute. And keep that shit up, Jay.
But him and other people that's more fitting, as you say. Then they need the app so that we can get the information.
What's your thoughts on Body Cold? Is he very active in the racing game?
Long ain't about trying to race him. I mean, he's a good promoter.
Oh, man.
He's a good promoter. He a good promoter. I consider him a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his car, excellent looking car. I love it. But now, you know, the last couple of times I talked to him, somebody was trying to lock him in, and he said he's just testing right now. He's trying to get a new stuff worked out. He just got to get his new stuff worked out, and that's what he told me. It was a lie. He told me. He's a good promoter, very, very well known, very well known. You know, that's a mythic.
Yeah, everybody know him.
That's a mythic.
Yeah, everybody know him.
Yeah, that's a minute game. I mean, so, you know, just to tell you how important he is, they're getting races locked in, I think, for a race that don't even happen to 4 or 5 months from now. But just because it's Bobby Cole.
It ain't Madness no more. It's Alabama Madness now. It's going to be still Alabama.
It's Alabama Madness. Okay.
So
hey,
Alabama Madness.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alabama, so I tell you right there, Bobby Cole is a force. You know, he need to have the app. He a force in the game.
What about E Rice T degree?
Harris.
So you know, Tate the Great is the 20. In my view, Tate the Great is the 2022 bully of the year. 2022. That's my opinion. I ain't never seen a man go to a track that had 60,000 people and give everybody the back tie. You know, we were right down there in
Orlando.
In Orlando. Yeah, Tate was rocking around. Trying to pay people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to pay people to racing. You know, that ain't no, you know. Now,
that's a bullet.
That man said it so many times. He said it so
he started at the back. I seen this in my own eyes. He started at the back, and there's four lanes going toward the gate. He started at the back, walk up to each one of them. We both got to go down through him. Yeah, what you want to do? We both got to go down through that anyway. And the man might say a little something. I tell you what, get the back tie. Get the back tie. You know.
What you got to say about that, Trigger Lee?
Now, the man did. I walked right. I watched him do it.
I
watched him do it.
100% with Jay Barnes, but, you know, you got to be careful when you say things about your opinion on here when it's time to make these selections.
Got to be very, very careful. Very careful.
Andy Mack will be lying then. Andy Mack will be lying.
Right now.
Andy Mack must be lying, Trico.
He got to be.
What did Andy Mack say?
They're doing a whole lot of pump faking.
Was Andy Mack in Orlando?
Hmm?
No, sir.
Was Andy Mack in Orlando? All right. I didn't see him. A lot of people I didn't see.
He was live yesterday. He was live yesterday now. No.
All I know in Orlando, the man started at the back of the line, and I don't know if he previewed all them cars in front of him, but he went from car to car.
He went to him, or did he?
He went to him now. You know, can't say that didn't seem like. And you know, I walked wrong side of him, and he walked up, hey, what you trying to do, man? I'm trying to shake down a little bit. Huh?
We got a thing. They said, could you put a lie detector thing on the app when you finish? So if it's a lie, it won't go through.
Oh, man.
Well, let me tell you this. The way we verify it, because obviously somebody can always just put in some false information. But for it to be confirmed, the winner and the loser both have to – the winner and the loser have – well, but we need to – I'm glad you brought it up, though, dog, because people can enter something, right?
Right.
But the winner and the loser have to verify. You see what I'm saying? Once somebody put it, then we got to contact, you know. So the winner has to admit he won, and the loser has to admit he lost.
Why the promoter can't verify?
It would be great. It just got to be verified. You know, somebody in that circle got to be verified, because the loser might don't want to say. But we can go to the promoter, you know, or we can go to somebody that's there that's independent of the racers to verify. That's all we're trying
DP
to, you know.
Man.
It's got
the
DP man. That's right, DP man, you know. See, it just needs to be verified so that we ain't got somebody that just putting in some raw data, you know, and not, you know. And so, but if we use it, it's a lot of information, and it makes some great shows. It can make some great conversations. And it can highlight some people that are really doing a lot, and they just don't promote themselves well or don't talk well. You know, they ain't constantly promoting themselves well.
Okay. Sounds good.
I got you. I ain't saying nothing intentionally with the law, so I'm being quiet.
Yeah, be quiet.
Well,
we have some
other. Hey,
yeah, go on, bro.
Yeah.
I got to say this to Jay.
Yes, sir.
We probably do need that lie detector feature at some point, because a lot of the lingo has changed. Okay, just say you and I race, Jay, and you knock the tires out, and I win. Well, the new language is, or the floating language now is, I didn't beat you, I just won some money. So those people are inputting bullshit on the computer, on the app, then they'll be like, did you beat Jay Barnes? No, you didn't beat him, you just got some money. You know,
the blue ties off. But listen, the thing, all we want is a winner and a loser. How he won,
that's it. That's it.
How he won don't matter. All we need is a winner and a loser. That's it.
Hell, he can get out and walk across the line.
He could have got out and walked across the line. Whatever. However, the win, like, I got the W. You know.
Right.
It don't matter. That's all. You know, who brought the W home? That's all. I don't care. The question ain't how did you bring the W home.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought the W home? That's all. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we went through a lot of trouble to get this app together. And if y'all will, talk it up and ask, you know, and send out text so we can get it and once it come around so that everybody have it. So it ain't no issue. It's free, you know. And if you go to the track once a year, get the app. And so when you go to that track, you know, if you see a race, put the information in, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you associated with, that you're familiar with. Now, don't like I said, a promoter can speak on anybody. DC Men's can speak on anybody. You know, but we need those. We need the information. You know, we need the information. It really, like I said, it really highlights a lot of people that's out here bringing a lot of action that they just don't promote themselves very well.
Right. And then with Lakeisha Yarbrough, when she go to races, a lot of times she'll record them and then post them on the No Time Racing page. So you'll get to see a lot of them there as well as they happen. Like, she may not record all of them live, but she record them and then she'll put them on the No Time Racing page. And those are verifiable sources too, because she has no dog in the fight on either car a lot of the time.
Right. Now, so let me say that what Lakeisha does, she does that. But she puts them on the Grudge Inc. page. Now, for y'all that don't know, a lot of people is coming on the Grudge Inc. group and they're advertising races, but they have a Grudge Inc. page. It's Grudge Inc. page, Grudge Inc. group. And so on the Grudge Inc. group, there's about 26,000 people. You get a lot of activity. On the Grudge Inc. page, it's 260,000 people. And so if you're not like, I would like for you to like the Grudge Inc. page, but you can't start a post, but you can commit on, you can comment. And Makeisha put all the races when she goes on the Grudge Inc. page. So we have a lot of things that we put over there on the Grudge Inc. page. A lot of people, if you're not familiar with it, you don't never see it. But, and then we got the Grudge Inc. group page, and they both say the same thing. They just, they word it a little different. And the group, like I said, got about 26,000 and 260,000 followers on it. Well, it's got 300,000 followers, but I want to make sure, come on. We need the information. We need the support. There's a lot of us out here. A lot of us out here. I'm quiet, Willie Dog.
What you hear?
I'm quiet.
No. But so,
see, I can't keep talking, because if I keep talking, then you'll say I've talked, you know.
No, you, as long as you're talking some good stuff. But, Jay, you put up a list of 50. What was the criteria for them 50 names you put up? The reason I say that is because if you go to each individual, you can go to each individual on here, and they probably got 5 or 10 people that they think is pretty tough that anybody never heard of but them. So, man, you have 5,000 people on there if you got everybody that just sent in their top 50 people or top 10 or 20 people that you put on that.
I put on the list of people, but see, the list could be added to. It's not a limiting list. It's not a limiting list. And I put the people that I was familiar with, and when I said I, that means I reached out to different people around the country to ensure, and I let different people around the country, promoters, who heavy in the game, and the list stopped right there. Not saying that everybody was on it now. But
right.
The promoters that I reached out to, they added to it. It got to a point where nobody, they're like, that's a good list. And and so, again, it was just the people's choice. And like I said, on that list, some other people, it was the Facebook post. You can add somebody's name. Right. But it's the People's Choice Award. It's the People's Choice. I called you
yesterday. I said, I think I better call you from the show then. You don't answer yesterday because I was about to walk. I don't say it now, but I was walking to Atlanta area to find out about a certain ring gear. But we'll worry about that later on since I couldn't. It's been for a week since somebody ain't got back to me.
I'm going to tell you, dog, that black guy got a 352. That dog didn't want me to tell everybody what Tony ring gear was. But
now you want to be funny. That's all right.
But listen.
I get Flop to take care of you.
Listen, me and Flop, you know, me and Flop tight. Me and all Flop right. are tight. But anyway,
man,
so.
Flop ain't tight with nobody here.
Me and Flop tight, I'm going to tell you now.
Okay.
But again, what we got, dog, is that, you know, that list and the People's Choice. The People's Choice. That's the thing that I want to key on. And so, you know, we still, you know, we're going to, the nominees for the Grudge Racer of the Year is still being gathered. You know, that's going to be based on circumstances. That's going to be based on facts. The fact that we have, not the ones that people hadn't given us. We have to base it on the ones that we have. So that's still forthcoming. Also, we'd like to put up, you know, a People's Choice of the Team of the Year. You know, People's Choice. Who is the Team of the Year? That's another one that
Jay, let me stop you. I really love the People's Choice Awards. I love that because it really separates the criteria, the required criteria from popular opinion. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that.
And see, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, we like who we like. It's the People's Choice. You know,
yeah.
we like
that's
that.
The People's
yeah.
Choice.
Everybody
that's
likes
the People's Choice
like.
Award. Yeah. And you know, a lot of times if you sit back and think about it, the People's Choice Award could be a more gratifying award than the real Grudge Racer
right.
of the Year.
That's right. I agree. Uh-oh. And get more popularity once it's and get more, you know.
I might have to bring Chick Lee in as the president of I gotta give her a title, Jay. I gotta get with you to get Trigger a title. We gotta give her a title.
Well, anytime though, you know what we need. Anytime. And Flop, now, dog, I know you're joking about it, but Flop used to be very instrumental in offering some solid opinions and supporting information on various people now.
He still knows how to articulate it now.
You can have a good, and what I was saying, you know, back to trickling, is the fact that what we need is more intelligent people talking and discussing, not for purpose of laughs, and not for the purpose, you know, when we're talking serious, so that we can get something accomplished. You know, we need more people.
Jay,
part is fine.
Jay, but you know, Danny Boy, you know, the Arkansas boy, Danny Boy, right? He came up with a hell of an idea. He came up with a panel on top of a panel. In other words, he came up with a panel to shuffle through all the bullshit, and then get another panel to do the final stuff after the lower panel then shuffle through the bullshit. I don't know how to come on and explain it, but he came up with a hell of an idea.
Danny
Boy did.
That sounds
real
good.
It's like submitting the
information you compile to kind of like the cabinet, and once the
cabinet made its decision, it's final once it comes out.
Absolutely, that
right,
sounds
right,
good.
Danny Boy, now B&B Boys, he came up with that, and it made sense. It made a hell of a lot of sense.
Oh, it did. But now, let me tell you, dog, that's an excellent idea, and we're not short on ideas, and I'm glad that he did that. We're short on
because
help.
It can get very convoluted.
Yeah.
It can get convoluted when you try to shuffle through the bush and then make a final decision all at the same time. It gets very convoluted. That's good. You spread it out. And then once the facts are facts and the kind of the what do you call it, the the meat and potatoes of everything have come to the top and all that other stuff is washed out, it go to the cabinet and the final decisions are made based on facts. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We need that information, you know.
That sounds good. D&D
somebody. I wish he would go ahead and pick 4 or 5 people from at least one out of every area.
Yeah, Danny Boy, you don't hit the one button. Danny Boy, you don't hit the one button. Danny Boy.
We want it to be to represent people from the whole country,
everywhere.
Not just,
everywhere.
We don't just need all the people out of the east, southeast, you know. We need somebody. So when the names are submitted, it's coming from every, and my next thing to that, I would say that should be a minimum of however we decide, a minimum of 3 or 5 out of every area had to be, they got to recommend at least 5. I'm just using for example, you know, so that then once that final committee, they got something to really look at.
Oh, yeah. What he did, the committee, in front of the committee to me, all the knock everything out of the way was maybe 1 or 2 people. Mm-hmm. I said 3 at the most. Mm-hmm. And then the final committee go ahead and take it for just them 3. That's what I would do at least, you know. Let the second level committee knock out all the junk and not trigger all the, you know, wannabes and has-been or whatever, and then submit the what's left, the top of the cream to the top committee and let them go ahead and take from there. That'll be better. Let's work for everybody.
It would.
But
we need that. So what can we do? Can we get people to start?
Get back with Danny Boy and get back with Danny Boy. He said it now, and it sounded good when he was doing it, and it sounds good now. So, you know, we got to get with Danny Boy and see what he wants. If I was me, I'd go to him and see what he meant by it and make him give me a little more details in it. But I know what he means, but I just wanted to refresh my memory on that, though. Yeah, but that was a good idea. That was a good idea, Jay. Well, Jay, you got anything else to put out for Grudge Inc.? You got anything else to get out? Because if anybody's doing that but this here, we're going to go ahead and shut this thing down. But, Jay, you got anything to put out for Grudge Inc.? Because from what I understand, Grudge Inc. going to try to do some things this year, ain't it? I don't know.
Yeah, we got some good things coming up. You know, just don't want to reveal everything yet. But, you know, I'd like to highlight again. I think, I hope y'all see what I see. I see we got some good working together, got good promoters and started to work together a little bit better. You know, we need less naysayers and more support. You know, let's support each other. Let's be a little more freer with the information, you know, and then my personal friend, Bobby Cole, I want to make sure that everybody know that he is it's dog. What you call it now? It ain't the Tennessee Madness no more.
Alabama Madness.
Alabama Madness that's going down in
Still Alabama.
They ain't got no date on it. What kind of race Bobby got? He got a flyer with no date.
He got a date on it, Jay. You ain't seen it, Jay.
Huh?
Hey, whoever do that cussing back there, watch your mouth back there. I heard that.
That
was mad.
I don't see it.
I'm looking at it.
I don't see it.
You
see the date?
Right up at the top.
Hmm?
Yeah, right up at the top. Look at Alabama. The date's right up there, dude. It's on the top. Look at the top of the flyer. Where's got Alabama across the top? It's right there.
That's Alabama. Okay, I see. Steel Alabama class 0-1 points.
Jay, look at the top of the flyer, Jay. It's got Alabama on the top of the thing. Well, you must have got the wrong flyer then. It's got April the 27th and the 29th.
Okay, it's at the very, very top. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I see that.
April 27th through 29th. Mm-hmm.
I see that.
April 27th.
You always got. See, before you start, you got to know what you're talking about before you start saying the accusations, Jay Boy.
Dog, I'm finna get this started right now, dog. I got 500 to salt a bitch. Hold on, I got 500 to Bobby Cole, 5-inch against Solid Bitch 484. I'm putting 500 up. 500 to Bobby Cole.
Oh man!
All he got to do is lock him in. All he got to do is lock him in and race him. He get the 500.
What if he don't win? He get the 500.
He get the 500.
Just for racing.
He got to race Salty, and whether he win or lose, he get the 500.
No, Jay, I don't like that.
But Bobby,
you promote,
Bobby ain't scared. Bobby ain't scared of no all. Huh?
But you promote losing. You promote losing, Jay. That ain't no good. I don't like that, Jay. I'm going to tell you that.
If he win or lose.
If he go out there, that's what I'm saying then. He got to win to get the 500. Shit. What the hell are you going to get
okay.
500 for? Yeah, shit, if he ain't winning it.
So then I got, for Bobby Cole, I've got a $500 bounty on Salty.
Yeah, there you go. No,
for Bobby to collect.
Exactly. Okay, you can figure that out.
For Bobby to collect. At his rate. Listen, at his rate.
Right, okay, I like that.
At his rate.
Yeah, right.
He race and win. He pick up a bounty if he can knock him off.
Right.
If he can knock
him off. If Salty knock him off, Salty got to get that 500.
Fair enough.
Right on.
Got to get a lock in.
Well, Steve, what's Steven going to do with his extra 500? Oh, man.
You already seen if he's going to get knocked off. Somebody wake Bobby Cole up, man. But he's gonna get a diver put on it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know Salty, that's a Flop's main girlfriend. You know that, don't you?
No, I ain't know. You know.
Man.
And a lot
but
of
all I know
don't get it put on.
But this is the thing. Let's say this about Salty.
Hey, Flop's bed with Salty just like wheelchair bed with the Falcons.
Okay. Listen to this. I got a bounty on Salty. I get any 5-inch. I don't think them 5-inch ready for Salty.
Okay, so Jay, you're gonna put 2 bounties out. You're gonna put 5-4 on any 5-inch that can beat him. At any 5-inch that can beat Salty then. That's what you're saying.
Lock him in and racing.
Uh-oh.
Locking me in the races.
Uh-oh. I got you, Jay.
At Bobby Cole rate.
Oh, shit. Hey, Flop. My PayPal just sent me the $1,000. So I got the money. Jay just sent me the money.
What excuse is it for 5 minutes not to draw on Salty? Is there any excuse?
I'm scared.
This is a grudge race.
And Jay, push come to a show. I might take the zookeeper down and jump on him.
that's the only chance. Now, you know, get him, dog. You make that fire. Now, dog, don't knock the man off. You know, he doing good, dog. Don't knock him off. Don't take the man's shine, dog. Don't take the man's shine.
I'm looking at this list. I'm looking at this list you sent me about who got the dog off.
He ain't on there.
He ain't on that.
That's right. So, listen, I'm just saying that Salty is proving itself. No more than law, but they don't race.
For
some reason, it seems like everybody, they kind of hit, when Salty pull up in the parking lot, everybody walk past, don't see that. They don't see him sitting there. For some reason, I don't understand it.
Well, hold on. They don't see him in there. I thought you said Tate was down there going there. Salty was in the lane. Now, did Tate go up to Salty?
Every car in the lane, Tate went to him.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, so he went to him. I can't say who all in the lane.
But Tate went to him.
I don't know. if they was in the lane, at the time he went down through there. Now, I don't know if Tate looked at the lane and seen who was in it first. I don't know. But Tate started at the back and went to the front.
Yeah.
He started at the back and went to the front. And then he had you to announce it. Didn't he have you to announce it, dog?
Yeah, he did. He did.
He had you to announce it. He did. Tape. The bullet. Somebody, 2020 bullet deal.
Somebody sent me a tape. I'm going to read it verbatim. Saudi offered the back title tape. I just got a text said that, Nancy.
That's all it said? That's all it said?
That's all it said.
Well, I can't deny that. But I do know Tate went down that line, and then Tate also had you to announce it.
He did have me to announce it, man. And hey, I got another radio personality on here that can't whoop nobody either, now, Jay. Big Eddie, what you want, Big Eddie?
I'll just come in and chime in. I like what Jay talking about and everything. He missed calling me back one day. We had called to talk to him, but he talked to my buddy. So that was that got him off the hook right there. He all right. What up, Jay? How you doing, man?
What's up, Big Eddie? You know, and Dawg knows.
Ain't that too much, man.
Big Eddie is, I'm making a prediction, though. Big Eddie, not that he hadn't been a powerful force in the past, but 2023, you're gonna be calling the Battle of the Week. Go ahead and get your plaque ready for Big Eddie at the Battle of the Week.
Flop, hit that butter, Flop.
Jay, they gonna know my name.
They gonna know your name. They gonna know it right now. See,
but I'm gonna bring some smoke. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, the dog on my list. Oh, man.
You got two strikes on it.
Yeah, Jay, he called himself the dog. He called himself the dog, and I'm the dog catcher. I always net my dog.
Begin it. I'm putting a $500 bounty. Forget it. I'm putting a $500 on dog if you knock dog off. Now, that you know, don't you know, $500, Big Eddie. If you can catch dog somewhere and knock him off,
get ready to pay that. Only get ready to pay that to me.
Hey,
23.
I gotta stop you here. He ain't gotta catch me nowhere. I go to him.
But you can pay that for me in 23. I promise you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to say it. We're going to say it out
loud.
So it's recorded. It's recorded.
Flop. Yeah, Flop. Stop hitting that butter. Flop. Flop, you're going to hit the butter. Flop is loud. Flop, stop hitting that. Come on, Flop.
Why they put the kids? Tell them my motto. Flop, tell them my motto. Flop, tell them my motto.
Oh, Lord. Flop, cut that bullshit out, man. Come on, Flop.
Why did he hit the ball on you, Big Eddie?
I don't know, man, but they're going to break the button when I get through it there.
That's all.
There ain't nobody fast like me. Nobody.
Nobody. Hey, Big Eddie, I'm expecting you to collect that bounty on dog.
Yes, sir. It will be collected. I'm a bounty hunter.
Hey, Jay,
yes,
invest that $500 and see how much interest you're going to. Invest that $500 and you're going to draw so much interest on that $500, boy. Because it ain't going
anywhere. Anytime you put a bounty on somebody, I'm going to get it.
Well, it got your name written on it. Can't nobody get it but you. You know, that's on you there.
Thank you.
That's on you. Collect it at will. It's an open bounty.
Right. And you know
it's an open bounty.
Yes,
you ain't know.
Yes, sir.
The motherfucker was at Bobby Cole race.
Little man, you get him. You get him whenever you see him. Get him.
Yes, sir.
Get him.
Yes, sir.
Jay, don't make that man commit suicide. Jay, don't make the man commit suicide. Come on, man. Let him live. Let him live. Let him live.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, we're just about to get out of here because ain't nobody got nothing going on. Ain't nobody talking but Jay. We just about to get out of here. Uh-huh. Everybody tired of me too.
All right.
Talk about it.
Y'all have a nice day. We know.
Yeah, Jay, we appreciate you coming on, OJ. We appreciate you coming on, Jay.
Yeah. So, dog, I'm going to send you that app tonight, dog. Look at it tomorrow and tell me what you think.
Yeah, sir. Okay, no problem.
All right, y'all have a nice day. Y'all have a nice day.
All right, Jay, take care. All right, take care. All
right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I got one question. How many bounties you think gonna be placed on Low Rider when he surfaces?
Man, look here, man. I done got Eddie to stop talking about whatever they call his name. I forgot him to stop talking about that. Please stop talking about that Low Rider shit.
Man.
He ain't said that for a minute, so me and Eddie are all right. Now I got Brother D talking about this Low Rider shit any damn day. I don't even hear about that because it's gonna be what probably another 7 years before he come out. Why you keeping the buzz on him? He said, why you keeping the buzz on him? Every time you tell a lie, you're getting the buzz on him.
Hey, it wasn't me, the lie detector. I was making sure it worked right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it damn sure worked. Every time it went off, Eddie was lying. Yeah. Eddie, you gotta renew your song by sitting on the train, babe. I think I'm going to have to take that song from you. You're not worth it, that song. You're not worth it, that song.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Well, you sound good, but you're not. That song for a tough joker like me. You ain't worth it. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, well, after I whoop that tough joker ass, then we'll be all right. I'll be back.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
Ha! There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play
that's
too much.
That's more Big Mom. And that nephew.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much. Yes, sir.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
man,
you
dog, I had some fun with that for a while.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Good.
Nah,
that's
not really,
fun.
Dog.
Yeah. You're doing any better with your health, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a little stronger now. You know, I'm hoping I can just, I'll be out of here in 21 days. I definitely hope I'll be ready by then.
I hope I'll be all over. Look how much shit we talk, man. We praying for him. We don't never know when to wish nothing bad on a man, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's unfortunate things happen sometimes. You got to deal with it. You got to live and deal with what the Lord give you. And just keep on stepping,
right.
That's all.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, all right. Flop, you got some kids? You got anything?
No, I'm good,
dog. Okay. Trigger Lee
stepped away, dog. She said she'd be back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, Flock. We finna go ahead and get out of here, man. There's nothing going on tonight. We finna go ahead and terminate this thing. I got to go call my good out there in Arizona, see what's going on. She just been texting me all night. She might want me to fly there to pick up. I got to go there and arm my helicopter.
Arizona?
Got to arm my... Yeah, man. You know, I got to arm the world. all over the world.
Spirit,
I got them all
spirit
over
don't
the world.
Spirit don't fly to Arizona.
I don't give a damn how I get there, as long as I get there. But anyway, y'all have a good one. Y'all be good. God bless you. Yes, sir.